This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, well, we got it. Last hour of the show today, which is like the second. It goes fast. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the Cancer Prevention Convention. This hour, we're going to start out with our good buddy, intrepid, independent journalist, reporter extraordinaire. Can I fawn over you even more? Jeffrey Jackson!
Oh, man, I'm embarrassed.
He's here. He's looking just as good as always and doing great work. And Jeffrey, back in Michigan, and so glad that you could be here with us.
Yeah.
And you were in some of the sessions already at the Cancer Prevention Convention?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. And I can say all these people are real. I finally am sitting face-to-face with you, and these people aren't mythical superheroes. They're real superheroes.
Yeah, very cool stuff. And let's see, we had... this morning, I think there was a doctor of chiropractic who I'd never met spoke, and then I think I got to speak. It's all a blur now. It goes so fast. And then Ty and Charlene were up there.
Yeah.
Dr. Tony Jimenez and his wife Marcy,
yep.
Right? And I don't know who's going up now, but we got Doc Adia. This is an amazing lineup today.
It is, and it's really small. I spoke with the people that put it on, and they said they want to keep it small because it's more intimate that way. Mm-hmm. And I really think, you know, going forward, we always talk about a lot of serious stuff when I'm on here, a lot of investigative stuff, but mm-hmm. This is the awakening. The current system that's in place is going to be superseded and trumped, if you will, by what's happening here in this hall,
yeah.
In this arena.
Well, as much as you outreach and I outreach through radio, you write, and it's on the internet, and it's blasted around the world, I don't think you can ever overlook the importance of connection, human to human, eyeball to eyeball kind of thing that makes it, as you said, real, right? It's kind of, it's real, but it doesn't, you know, it's not the same. You get together and suddenly you hear, you see, you meet people that have overcome cancer, for instance, it becomes real. How I learned what I learned was from a mentor in homeopathy that was overcoming deadly infectious diseases in his 40s, alive in his 60s when I first met him, and he was a living example that could be more than just a book or a story I read or heard about. And it inspired me to make the changes I did to go organic and learn and teach and do this. So if you think it's all going to be done via the internet, folks, you've got to start reaching out to your local community, making a connection to the neighbor. And you may not agree on everything, but there are certain things you can agree on. And that's where, as I said, the people like Marlon Glenn, I hope he stops by early enough to get him on the show, but this family that came to the Health Freedom Expo when his kids voted to go there instead of Disney years ago in Chicago to meet me and do what we were doing. And he says, you know, we're in a mixed neighborhood. They're a black family. There's no overt racism here. Everybody gets along, interacts. It's like, no. But the media, if you watch the mainstream media, you think everybody hates everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality that they're painting.
Yeah. I see all walks of life at this conference. And, you know, I've seen you speak twice now and some of these other speakers. I've seen Ty speak twice. And what always is interesting to me is you all have walked the walk. So this isn't, as you call it, a degree. This isn't a degree you've received, and then you go and preach this stuff that you've learned. You do that as well, but you've walked the walk. You've healed yourself with this. And one of the things you said in your talk was really, I think it's really important to repeat to the listeners, is that the medical system, as it's changing, has to come towards us, so to speak, has to come towards the natural healing, has to come towards the wisdom of the body. So we're not... when I say we, I'm speaking natural medicine and you know personal empowerment. We're not going towards that failed paradigm of toxic cancer prevention or toxic cancer quote unquote cures and the FDA mysticism, the society and really popular thought too is moving towards what we've been preaching and what you've been preaching for so many years now, almost a decade, over a decade. This is really important to know. You know, Ty, also the other thing that really rang is how deep this is sinking in the consciousness. During Ty's talk, he mentioned, kind of on a side note, he mentioned the Federal Reserve. And before he got the word reserve out, everyone started laughing because it's such a fraud. Now, even 5 years ago, that wouldn't have happened.
You're right.
So it continues to bear repeating, but this awakening is happening really fast. So everyone out there listening who think it's hopeless or we're never going to turn around, we are there. We're there.
There's still some areas of blind spot, and I brought up one of them today in the lecture. I brought up the charade, whatever you want to call it, of HIV tests. Remember that?
Yeah.
And people weren't freaking out about it, but they were still surprised. So even though this is a crew that was in the know on a lot of things and they were here to learn, that's still an area where there are a lot of blind spots and perception that, in that case, it's real, right? And we have someone new to the show. You've never been on the show, have you, before?
No, and I just crashed it today.
Yes, Elizabeth Ely?
Yes, Elizabeth or Beth Ely of How Positive Are You? Mm-hmm. Soon to become Health Revolution Radio, a podcast that focuses almost entirely on HIV/AIDS, but also we're expanding into cancer and vaccines.
Beautiful. So you knew Liam Sheff?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I interviewed him. Yes.
I remember that. And so when I bring this up, it wasn't a plan. I didn't know I was going to see you today. And the fact that I don't know if you just got here or what, but earlier when I brought that issue up, you know, ultimately, I want to teach people how to heal themselves, but I feel like I need the context to help them understand how they've been lied to in different areas. And occasionally, I will bring up the scam or fraud of HIV test as an example, because I've already warmed them up on Zika, on other vaccine issues. And, you know, so it's like, okay, now we got to go here, because it's not one, two, and three, and then the fifth thing is, they're legit there. No. It's all delegitimized. Again, and it's not to say that there isn't a valid place for allopathic medicine. I always say that, but it isn't where they're doing it now. It's putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. So why or what is it that got you into the myth of HIV causing AIDS and the HIV test issue?
Well, just long story short, it was 1992. I was 29 years old, and I had just graduated from New York University. And
Egghead University.
Yes,
right?
Well, I was a school of journalism,
okay,
which was trying very, very much to be egghead. But I was kind of lost. I didn't have a job after graduation, and I worked for the Hemophilia Foundation as a temp. Mm-hmm. And I had a boyfriend at that time who handed me a book. I think it was T.C. Fry's book, like the AIDS hoax or the HIV hoax, and I thought it was awful. And and yet it made 2 points or maybe 3 points that I could not refute.
So you were still thinking like a real journalist at that point.
And unlike a lot of people, I didn't just shy away from it, although it's interesting. I saw that same book on the shelf at Whole Foods in Dallas, like 3 years earlier or something, and I shoved it back in the shelf. I thought, this is poison. This will end all my relationships with all people, because that is, you're right, it's the number one sacred cow in medicine. That and perhaps cancer. And where I am right now is I've moved back from New York City to Port Huron, Michigan, which is my hometown. Mm-hmm. And there, I mean, if AIDS is there, it's hidden. But there's a lot of hepatitis C, which is a different scam altogether. Mm-hmm. But cancer, I think it's the number one or number two county in the country. And I'm still trying to verify that. I'm not sure that's true, but we have a lot of cancer in Port Huron. And it happens to be my hometown, and I moved back there. And the thing that I'd mentioned about the sacred cowness about AIDS, there it's cancer. And how to talk to people about it is a real challenge. That's the cutting edge, how to bring this information to other people. And journalists such as we are, that's our task. We are at the cutting edge of cancer alternative medicine right now.
Yeah, and Ty and Charlene breaking this out a number of years ago with Step Outside the Box, they were pilloried threat, and I mean, they fled the country at the time because they thought, oh my gosh, what have we stepped into? Simply because they wrote about there are people reversing cancer with no chemoradiation surgery after Ty lost his father to the treatment for cancer, many, many other family members. So a lot of barbs have been thrown since then. Now we got a crew of people up there that not necessarily doctors, even holistic, but they are now hungry and they're reaching out and they're going, you know, there's something to this. So you talk about the sacred cows. The cancer one is starting to break down. The vaccine one is starting to break down. But the AIDS one is sort of come and gone in terms of the HIV, and I don't think anybody, Liam, of course, extensively wrote about it, Celia Farber, we've covered it here, but the community that suffers most from it is for some reason loath to look at the reality there because it calls into question perhaps the things that really bring on immune deficiency.
Yes, and there's been a lot of talk that AIDS is over as a topic. Like this, either the other side has won, or nobody talks about it anymore, or you know the drugs are so great now that people are living normal lives.
That, yeah.
I mean, that's just propaganda. That's not what we're experiencing in our community of HIV positive listeners. But it is still very much real for the people who are getting diagnoses. And also, one of the major issues of our time is the Clinton Foundation. And I interviewed Charles Ortel about that. He's been looking into the books of the Clinton Foundation and finding out it wasn't even incorporated as an organization to go to Africa and cure AIDS or something.
Wow.
It was just a presidential library kind of nonprofit. So they're in trouble from the get-go, and they've never filed audited financial statements, all of which is boring financial stuff. The real sexy issue here is their AIDS work around the world, where they're basically creating epidemics in these countries, creating the perception of an epidemic, fake epidemics, to justify their going in there, mm-hmm. making deals with generic pharmaceutical companies, and
it gets
basically poisoning people. Yeah.
Every time you look at the Clinton Foundation, there are dead bodies everywhere. And you know, the ones that they're going in to claim to help, they're killing. And that's factually accurate in saying that. Beth Ely is our surprise guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Jeffrey Jackson as well. And we're going to find out how to find out more about Beth. But Jeffrey, again, commentary, we got a break coming up, but I want to hear from you as well.
Yeah, well, I'm not even going to take my breath on the Clinton Foundation because that's a whole another separate road, but it needs to be looked at because it's deeply evil. We're taking back our communities from the ground level, starting from the grassroots. This is true grassroots movement, and it's essentially unreported, the mainstream news, because the mainstream news takes pharmaceutical money, but it's happening. I'm watching it. Watching it.
Now, folks, we're encouraging you to do so as well. Talk to folks. Talk to your neighbors, your family. Now, not everybody's open to it, but Beth Ely's finding ways to reach out and make that bridge. We're going to find out a little bit more about how she's doing that and where you can hear more from her on this issue. Nice surprise today. Very, very fun. We got three journalists. I'm one and a half. I'm a half a journalist. You're two.
Oh, come on.
Two and a half. All right, folks. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's why Super Don is Super Don. Look at that. Yes, as a bumper. Come on. Roundabout. You can't do better. That's awesome, Super D. Thank you, my friend. All right, we got Jeffrey Jackson here. Help me rock the health world. And what else do we have? Beth Ely, who is a surprise guest who I've known about for years, because, again, he connected you through Liam. I remember you interviewed him and, tackling some really tough issues. And I want to ask this before we bring Jeffrey back in. How do people hear you or find you? And do you have any insight that you can communicate about communicating probably the third rail of, let's call it, immunodeficient politics, particularly in one community, the gay community, which is a tough one to tackle there, of all places.
You're asking me how do I communicate what I communicate?
Yeah, if you found a way, because, that, like I said, it's a very tough subject to address to say, you know what, the HIV tests are not real. The immune deficiency may be real, but the entire causation hypothesis is so screwed up that it's going to kill you, even though they're killing you softer over time because they've reduced toxicity of the drugs. But that doesn't mean the drugs are working. It just means they're killing you slowly.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, first of all, I just have to say how thankful I am that you're treating me so well when I just crashed your radio show. So you're such a great sport, and I'm so grateful.
Jeffrey, take her out of here.
Take her out.
Dangerous.
So, as I get dragged out, I'm just going to say I'm thankful. Anyway, my show was called How Positive Are You? I did it with Rethinking AIDS President David Crow. I haven't posted anything since late October because I am working on a new website and much more functionality and interactivity with my audience called Health Revolution Radio. You can still join my Facebook group, Health Revolution Radio. Mm-hmm. And the website will be called, when it goes live, healthrevolutionradio.com.
Okay.
And I will have categorized archives of our past podcasts plus new podcasts under the topics that you want to zero in on.
Excellent.
As the user. And about just, it's taught me a lot about podcasting and about speaking to that audience. And I really don't have any, you know, magic formula. It's just, I think that when you talk about the third rail for me is the psychology of AIDS. And we really have to break that down along with the science, because it is heavily propagandized.
Yeah.
So you have to look at the deep hurts and be compassionate
sure.
with your audience, that there was a reason why they fell for this.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't fall for it because they were stupid. They were in a vulnerable place in their
sure.
life. So you have to connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not known as a very, you know, warm, fuzzy person on the air or elsewhere, but I really do care. And I think just really, really caring.
Some people,
you've got to unwind that propaganda
yeah,
mind before you can even get through to,
you have,
look, there's no such thing as an HIV test.
Right. You have great insight in that. And it's like some people think I'm warm and fuzzy, but I'll tell you what, I do get angry when I talk about these doctors who are preying on these people with immunocompromised, claiming that they're going to die if they don't get on drugs that will kill them. I don't have a lot of patience for that, and I have to find a way to temper it, because if I talk like that to them about their doctor, they still worship their doctor in many ways. And so it's a challenge. Jeffrey, I find it fascinating that Beth showed up on a day, a journalist graduate of NYU. You know, and we're talking real journalism and what you do, and she's still got that wheels turning, not like most journalists that turn their back on journalism once they become journalists.
Right, right. I'm really glad I met you. And what you're saying, I was actually going to say this before the break. I was thinking about it. You already just unpacked it, so I'm just going to pick up where you left off. The information that we're giving, the information that we're exposing is traumatic, and we're all in this boat as a global community. We're being exposed to traumatic information, and, you know, it's the empathy of people like you and people like Robert and Ty and all these people at the conference here. When you come across this information, yeah, it makes you angry, it makes you whatever, but it's important to have empathy, because you're giving information that is potentially traumatizing. Just knowing that the cancer industry makes money off of killing people. Chemotherapy, when the FDA knows, when these doctors know that they're making money directly off of a fraud, and they keep doing it. This is traumatic information for a normal person with empathy to find out. So the way it's delivered is really important, and everyone's going to have their own flavor. One of the things I've noticed with just speaking to people in my community, is what stages of awakening are they in? Are they in denial? Are they in anger? Speak to them at that stage.
Beautifully said, yeah. And that's, again, developing your own sensitivity, your own radar to pick up on where people are at. You can communicate with anybody if you're sensitive enough to listen to where they are. They don't even have to tell you where they are. You can feel it. But it's a refinement of your experience, that human interaction. So, folks, we're having a great, unexpected discussion here with Jeffrey Jackson, Beth Ely. We'll see who's surprisingly guesting after this break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back. We got the rock stars of the healing community here at the Cancer Prevention Convention. Dr. Tony Jimenez, also featured in The Truth About Cancer, and does great work. We've got to hang out a little bit at the Best Answer for Cancer, right? That was fun. And she's here with us.
She is. Annie Blant.
Annie Blant. It's great. It's so awesome. And another rock star we haven't had on in a while. We miss him terribly. You know, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Darren Wolf. Woo! The crowd goes wild.
Thank you, man.
And you haven't even lectured yet here.
No.
So you better conserve your energy, because I know you have a very limited amount.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Dr. Daryl Wolf. If you've ever seen him on stage, he'll be at the Truth About Cancer as well. It's just inspiring. Whenever I see him, I smile extra big because it's just like the energy flowing through you, my friend. That exudes the love, and I just love it. So what can I say?
Well, it's hard to love people, eh?
Yeah.
That's really what it is. It's hard to love people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I never really knew what it meant when I was younger. It's all about the love, but it's all about that, you know. Mm-hmm. It used to make me squirm, actually, right, when people used to bring it up. Mm-hmm. But that's just a belief system, right?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And in the field we work on with chronic disease and cancer, I know I hope for cancer, our creed is what you're saying, Dr. Wolf, it's hope, love, generosity, and faith.
Yes.
If we have all those, every single day when we wake up, how did we do with these the previous day? What can I do better today?
Dr. Daryl Wolf, you saw Dr. Tony Jimenez speak. Before we got on there, you said you loved it. Was there something that jumped out about what he was presenting? You know, because he has a handicap. He's a doctor, right? And yet, he's bringing all of this beautiful love out in addition to the science that he brings into his clinic to help people get well. What was it that was coming through?
Well, what was coming through is that he's on the money because he was talking about how thought creates things, and that it doesn't matter, you know, it depends on what you think, everything that you think, you know, like in my lecture, I'm going to be talking about that, you know, you can have somebody who has no faith in themselves and has faith in God and they've got a really good chance, but it's a team effort. You know, it's not just about God. That's why a lot of people say, you know, he's left me, he's deserted me. No, actually, you left yourself behind, right? So, you know, I've been dealing with cancer for 37 years, and I've probably done close to 20,000 consultations. And I have to tell you this right now. And love is the answer, and a lot of people get really squeamish about this. But I will prove to you that in 5 years, I'm right. Self-love's the cure. The big problem is that it's called people no longer honor, respect, or protect themselves. And I'm talking about even from their own families. When you've got cancer, everybody gets scared. Everybody goes into fear because nobody has the proper belief system to work, because we are so ingrained by the media, the corporations, that when you do get cancer, I mean, come on. If I said to people, you know, do you have a good bowel movement? I certainly do. They don't even know what that is. All right. How many people do you poop with, Robert? Well, I'm not going to ask you that. Anyways.
I brought that up in my lecture, though. Too. Ask the doctor how many times they poop a day. And if they are offended, then find another doctor.
Right. You know? And go into everybody's family and take a look and see the dysfunction, what they call love. That's what I want people to do.
Well, and I mentioned, you know, about eating. A lot of the message we've heard this morning is about choosing better quality food, that you're worthwhile, you're worthy, and the I can't afford it concept is a self-loathing, not a self-love in a sense. And you don't think about it because some people say, well, I'm being pious by not doing that. It's like, it's spitting on your creator.
Well, no,
wants you to have all the best.
It's not, Robert. You're wrong. It's value. And if I told you you were a piece of crap all your life, and I was your father, and I kicked the living crap out of you, right, then you're not worth anything then more than donuts discounted. So,
but you buy into the lie.
I know, but this got nothing to do with God. It's got nothing to do with God. I would love to love him, but I don't even know how to love myself. And he mustn't exist, because guess what? Why would he allow this to happen? Why would he allow all this abuse to happen? And he didn't allow the abuse to happen. That's why we all have choices, and we get kicked down. And that's why we got to get rid of the old stories.
Yeah.
Get rid of the old stories.
You know, when you bring this up, and I've seen you do it on I like communicating and doing stuff, but you do stuff, I'm like, boy, man, if I could do that, that's I'm totally impressed, because I get it, what you're saying. And that is one of the hardest things to communicate, that reality that you just laid out for folks. Because you can do all the great stuff that Dr. Tony Jimenez knows to do, and if they don't have that self-love, and you are aware of that too. Dr. Batar, our buddy, says the same thing. He's like, I can do everything I know that will work, and they don't have that. That's that missing component. It's like more important, as important, more important. How do we define what it is when somebody comes to us for help?
Well, you got to get to the point that you don't care what anybody thinks. And I don't mean about, I'm not talking about selfishness here. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that, you know what? Take a look at all the people that have made big changes in this country. They either went to jail or they were hung or they were put on a cross. So I just know that if I can't live and be totally truthful, mm-hmm. then I don't even want to be here because I'm either going to do this all the way or I'm not going to do this at all. You know, the funniest thing I'll tell you, Robert, is this. When I talk about people loving themselves and self-love, you know, I have people questioning who I have faith in. And don't you have faith in God? Well, like I told you, it's a team effort. We have been so brainwashed that we believe that we shouldn't love ourselves first and foremost. You know, I told my kids, and I've told you before, I sat down with my kids over 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I told them that, you know, you need to love yourself more than anybody else on this planet as in human beings. Not our creator, but as in human beings. Because, first of all, everybody lies. Because everybody's got different belief systems. And until you really honor and love yourself, then how are you protecting yourself, Robert? Every relationship that you were ever in, if you didn't put yourself first and you put the other person first, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's really the dissociation of that love and the spiritual aspect of your being. Mm-hmm. Because I have never seen a patient in my 25 years working in cancer who is not claiming to our Creator, to God, when they're close to death. You know, even the biggest atheists, they say, God, heal me. God, where are you? Where have you been? Mm-hmm. I understand, Dr. Wolf, that love is a big component of this. Because love, just that four-letter word, is such a powerful, energetic word. Every cell in our body communicates with each other. And if we're bringing in this love and sharing this, but loving ourselves first, then the cells are happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The cells are happy. They'll heal themselves, they'll absorb nutrients better, they'll be more oxygenated.
Love is the gateway to God.
Mm-hmm.
And until you totally love yourself, then you won't know what total love was. And I was created by total love, which is God. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be total love, and I'm mm-hmm. going to shine that light on everybody here this afternoon, and they're going to feel it.
I know they will. I already feel it.
We feel it.
I'm like, hallelujah. So it's great when, my goodness, as much as we can get into the nuts and bolts of the science of the body and the physiology and the chemistry, and it's exciting because there's part of me and part of us that likes that because we got into it, right? But what excites me more and gives me those goosebumps is when we get to talk about things like this love, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it's like people listen, I don't know how they're receiving it, but at the same time, you go, like Dr. Darryl Wolf says, when you don't care, then you're there, right, at that point. It isn't like you don't care, but you know what you mean? And it's a hard thing to communicate. It's a challenge to communicate and have that land. That's why I enjoy watching him so much because, dude, he's an adept at this. And I'm like just watching it and watching the energy go around, and it's a lot of fun. But, of course, you're empowering people with the truth.
And, you know, at Hope for Cancer, how do we communicate this love? Mm. First is having the patients see it amongst ourselves, the practitioners, the doctors, the nurses.
Be the example.
As an example, exactly. Because when we treat people with love, it helps us even love ourselves, right? What we put out, we get back. So it's so important to be that example. And it starts off, I believe, as well, starts out with our own self-love.
Yes.
And then you could give love. And then it comes back to you a millionfold.
So
it's contagious.
So if people say you're selfish, Daca Detox, you go, yeah, darn straight.
No, I'm centered in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to stay centered in myself because that's where your source lives, within you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to find God out here. You're not going to find your energy out here. What's the most important asset in your life?
Energy.
Uh-huh, that's right. That's the most important asset. And when you have a thought, okay, when you have a thought that doesn't vibrate high, then that energy is drained. Everybody that comes to him,
mm-hmm.
they haven't got any energy left.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Yeah.
No energy, no healing, right? So the first thing we have to do is let them know that, guess what? You deserve to be loved. You are loved. You're amazing. You're outstanding, right? And we're going to prove that to you.
And the ones that are listening to us that are Christ believers, you know, Jesus-centered people, Jesus lives within us, and he is love. So in essence, we are love, only that with what we get with social media and everything that's constantly bombarding us, I believe even parasites, you know, fungus, candida, heavy metals, this takes away that joy at a cellular level. And this is a little philosophical maybe, but that love needs even more.
It's not philosophical, it's financial. All right? If I told you that if you totally loved yourself, that not a parasite could live in you because it wouldn't be able to handle the vibration, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay the rent?
That's right.
But little does the average practitioner know is we're never going to run out of sick people. We're losing the battle here, and that's why we have to come together and unite. All of us have to unite, you know?
Yeah, I've said that. If you really are doing this kind of healing work, if some people get into it for that and they somehow get trained into an economic model that says, I can't let them get away. I got to keep them dependent on me.
Right.
They're afraid. It's like, boy, if you really genuinely uplifted them and just sparked them, you're going to have so many people beating down your door to come see you. You'll never have enough time to see anybody. Mm-hmm. It's like that poverty consciousness we talk about versus abundance, and it plays itself out as healers. Because when you get that reputation, you go see him. And, of course, it also will distinguish between the people that are coming as leeches, because there are those that just want to suck your energy dry versus those that genuinely want to heal, because there is a distinction.
But, Robert, it's because they've always been taught that they've got to fill up their tank with other people.
Right.
And so, you know, we got to let them know they need to be tankful.
Tankful. I love it. That's the Doc at Detox. That's Dr. Tony Jimenez. We are, I'm joyful and filled with that vitamin L. It's just flowing out here with these guys and Ty and Charlene Bollinger and everybody else. We got one more segment to wrap it up from the Cancer Prevention Convention, and the Doc at Detox is warmed up and ready to go. I can tell
you're
ready.
Man,
it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up here in Michigan. Gros Eagle between Detroit and Canada. And I'm in between Canada and Mexico right now, sort of, aren't I? I got Doc of Detox from Canada, Dr. Tony Jimenez all the way hanging out sometimes in Cancun, Tijuana, San Diego area, and around the world reaching it together. And, of course, you can find out more about Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox, by going to docofdetox.com. And, of course, Dr. Tony Jimenez, it's hopeforcancer.com.
Hope for Cancer, the number four,
hopeforcancer.com. And are we all going to be together at the Truth About Cancer coming
we
up?
Will
you
be,
coming?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Reunion
October
time. October 4th,
5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah,
it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to have Loving Organic Food. And they already set the stage. This hotel actually has their own organic gardens, believe it or not. So they're very aware of this. It's going to be fun together.
Last year, the comments that I had from patients or even companions, people that attended last year's session, it was like life-changing. Mm-hmm. The energy, the relationships, and just the lectures, everything.
I'm just holding on for dear life. You're like, oh, whoa, this is a ride. And of course, Doc, you take us there, too. And, again, it's like the magic carpet ride with you. It's fun.
Well, you know, it's all of us together, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. When you bring all this, it's not just positive energy. Mm-hmm. It's people that aren't scared to make a mistake. Because we're not making a mistake when we come together, you know. We're just all on the same train, and that train, it's unstoppable.
And with the positive energy, if we could put the intention, right?
Yeah.
Positive intention with that positive energy, it's unstoppable.
Yes, and that's why we come together.
That's right.
Because we need to do this. You know, it's like this. The pharmaceutical corporations and the food industry and the medical system, and not all the medical system, but they come together, mm-hmm. and, you know, they have a lot of money. But the thing is what they don't have is they don't have the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we come together, we can do this. And I think you'll find that, you know, Robert, you should take this banner up, you know, that we get more of a coalition going. I mean, Ty and Charlene started it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be together. And if we weren't together, we wouldn't be so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more that we work together, you know, and not feel threatened from each other. I mean, I feel threatened by you sometimes.
Listen, you know why?
He has been working out lately.
You know why he's threatened? Because every time I have him on, he's quotable. Mm. I find something that I can go, dude, that's a quote. And he did it again. People who aren't scared of making a mistake, because we are not making a mistake by coming together. Yeah. Again, he's quotable. I was going to say, if I got through this segment I didn't have, I was going to bust him on it. And he did it again. Darn it. No, I love it. And Dr. Jimenez, again, from your medical background and integration, one of the things I mentioned in my lecture is that the shift is on to what we do in principle, in healing. It isn't we're compromising our principles to get more like, you know, the allopathic training. And I find that interesting. Do you find that to be true as well?
Definitely so. And every day we're seeing more health practitioners come to the clinic, oncologists, medical doctors, nurses, chiropractors, nurse practitioners. We had a patient who told us her story. She had esophagus cancer. She was in the chemo ward getting the chemotherapy, and a nurse who was administering the chemo put something in her purse and told her, don't look at this till you get to your home. She got home, and it was The Truth About Cancer documentary series on a DVD, and that's how she found out about it. But the chemo nurse gave the patient the DVD series.
This is what's happening. When you say it's impossible, maybe you can create that, but not for everybody, because people are finding out it is possible. It's happening. And the people you would never think are sharing this message are.
Well, there's always going to be spies in every war.
Mm-hmm. Is that another quote?
Another quote. Another quote. He's just like, yeah, it's a topic now.
There's always going to be people that, you know, they want to do their part, you know. Mm-hmm. They still need to pay a mortgage. If that lady didn't have to be there, she wouldn't be there.
True, yeah.
But, you know, she's there. And that's doing her part.
Yeah, exactly, and that's mm-hmm. compassion, because you never know. Sometimes these people are the unsung heroes. They don't come out and say it overtly, but they drop it in and they continue about their thing. So, you know, always have that compassion for people that are in there. You never know if it's that one that is really the one that's sneaking the Jews out of the Nazi camps, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know, because they're having to do it secretly and quietly, and that is a very real part of this.
And what we're doing with this Robert Scott Bell Show, all these docuseries, is education and planting that seed,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the more people that have this information, the more empowered they are and the better decisions they'll make.
Yeah,
we're here to treat them, but we'll never keep up if we don't train them.
That's right.
Yes, and also stay true to our mission, passion. Don't compromise those principles. All right, folks, we're out of time. And Gros Eel, Michigan, it's great to see you guys again all together. Thank you, Ty Bollinger. Thank you, Stephanie and Josh. You know where you are upstairs doing this event, Cancer Prevention Convention. We'll see you all in a month or so at the Truth About Cancer Live. And if you can't be there with us, there is a way to stream it. We'll talk about that next week with Ty Bollinger, because the power to heal is yours. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Robert.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit solark.us to see EMP testing. That's solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.